A court in Egypt has sentenced 8 men to 3 years in prison on accusations of appearing in an alleged gay marriage video several months ago. The men were charged with offending public morality.
The video emerged on YouTube back in September. It shows 2 men kissing and exchanging rings while their friends celebrate. It was filmed in Cairo on a boat in the Nile. It got huge publicity in Egypt as evidence of a country's first gay wedding. The participants who were arrested denied that it was any such thing. Homosexuality is not actually illegal in Egypt, but it remains a taboo. Prosecutors charged the men with immoral behaviour. Egypt does have a relatively vibrant gay community, but it is always wary that it can at any time come under attack. In recent months, arrests and police raids on gay venues have increased. The authorities that replace the Islamists, led by the now President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, may want to prove to Egyptians that they can be just as conservative on social issues.
Here in Britain, British Muslim women are being offered a new way to mark Remembrance Day, thanks to a specially designed poppy hijab. The scarf was created by a young Muslim fashion designer and was launched on Friday to commemorate 100 years since the first Muslim soldier was awarded the Victoria Cross for bravery in the First World War. Our religious affairs correspondent Caroline Wyatt has been finding out more.
It's a fashion shoot with a difference. A young Muslim designer has found a new way to commemorate those who gave their lives for Britain in the First World War, with poppies for remembrance printed on a hijab or headscarf.
It's really to send out the message that Muslims do care about Remembrance Day. There's a lot of misconception that Muslims don't remember or commemorate those that we lost at war, and we really want to tackle that because there's many Muslims across the globe and nationally and internationally that wear the red poppy.
I love these.
These are really nice, actually.
The young women showing off the scarf, they like the idea. In the First World War, some 400,000 Muslims fought for Britain. And today, it's exactly 100 years since Khudadad Khan, from what's now Pakistan, became the first Muslim soldier to be awarded the Victoria Cross for bravery.
Muslim soldiers remained overwhelmingly loyal to the British Crown and fought against the Turks as bravely as any other of their imperial counterparts. So it's interesting to see how they coped with their anxieties. By and large, they ignored the Jihad Declaration,